Hi, everybody, and happy holidays to everyone out there. This is your host, John Shomo, and episode number 43 of Then and Now is about to begin. This week, we will look at the events, facts for the week, etc. for December 20th through the 26th. We'll tackle a couple of topics. Recent visit to Chicago will be one of them. And we'll have three good questions. We'll answer a couple of the good questions from last week, and we'll have three more good questions for the holiday season. So let's get it started. First of all, shout out to our son Matt and Marina and Dixon and Ernie, the canines. Thank you for putting us up for a few days here this week in the Windy City. We had a great time, as usual. Went over on Saturday afternoon and came back on Wednesday evening. We got back here Wednesday evening. I want to highlight one real outstanding part of the visit, the Chicago Botanical Gardens, which is just north of town up by Highland Park, Illinois, puts on a Christmas lights walk where you walk, where you have a walkway around the gardens for about a mile. And there are these tremendous light displays with music. It was just outstanding. It was chilly, but you bundle up. Hey, you're in Chicago, you know, you got to be tough. You bundle up, you wear the stocking cap, you wear the gloves, and you take a walk around. They'll sell you some hot chocolate or coffee around the way, a couple of places. It's really fantastic. If you ever get a chance during the holiday season, go up there to the Chicago Botanical Gardens and do the Christmas lights walk. It's really, really something. So that kind of blew you away a little bit, but I'll get back to the city of Chicago and a couple of things when we get to our topics. Let's move on, first of all, as we like to do, with our facts for the week, if you will. We'll start with December 20th. On December 20th, 1803, the United States officially purchased the Louisiana Territory from France, which in reality is about a third of the current continental 48 United States. Thomas Jefferson engineered that. He got Congress to go along with it and basically doubled the size of U.S. territory with that purchase. South Carolina became the first state to vote to secede, withdraw from the Union on December 20th, 1860. They didn't even wait until Abraham Lincoln took office on March 4th of the following year. Just on a personal note here, our son Matt graduated from The Ohio State University on December 20th, 2015. That was great. The ceremony for the winter graduation happened in the Schottenstein Center Value City Arena, where the basketball team plays. The spring, if you will, graduation ceremony is about 60,000 people, and it's held in Ohio Stadium. Birthdays, December 20th. Dr. Samuel Mudd, born on December 20th, 1833. If you've ever heard the saying, "Your name is Mudd," it comes from the very strange get-together of Dr. Samuel Mudd and John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of Abraham Lincoln. Booth, as you may know, when he killed President Lincoln, when he shot President Lincoln, he leapt from the presidential box at Ford's Theater, caught his spur in the flag, the ceremonial flag draped in front of the box, landed awkwardly on the stage, and broke his ankle. He dragged himself off to his horse, which was being kept behind the theater by conspiracy people involved with him, and rode out into the Maryland countryside. The pain became overwhelming, and I'm just kind of shortening the story here. They stopped at Dr. Mudd's house, and Dr. Mudd, not knowing what had happened, obviously, this is 1865, we didn't have up-to-the-minute news anywhere, set Booth's ankle and made it less painful for him to ride away. Dr. Mudd spent time in prison for that. There's the old saying, "Your name is Mudd." That's where it came from. His reputation has been improved over the last 100 years or so, but he really didn't deserve what he got, which was jail time, actually, for that. So Dr. Mudd, born on December 20th, 1833. Harvey Firestone created the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. My high school was named for him. Harvey S. Firestone, born December 20th, 1868. Branch Rickey, who is known basically as one of the great innovators in baseball history. The most well-known incident for him was signing Jackie Robinson when he was general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Branch Rickey, an Ohioan, born December 20th, 1881. And actor Jonah Hill will be 41 on December 20th. December 21st marks the landing of the Mayflower at Plymouth, Massachusetts, December 21st, 1620. The first game of basketball was played in Massachusetts in Springfield at the YMCA, headed by Dr. James Naismith, a Canadian, on December 21st, 1891, the birth of basketball. The Soviet Union disbanded on December 21st, 1991. That's a big deal. Was a big deal. Was a very hopeful time for about 10 years until Vladimir Putin was made leader, and we know where that's gone. Hall of Fame catcher Josh Gibson, a really sad story. Josh Gibson never got to play in the major leagues because of his color. He was probably the greatest home run hitter in the history of baseball. All of the stories of Josh Gibson are unbelievable. He played in Pittsburgh for a while with the Negro League team there. A legendary figure, died way, way, way too young, born on December 21st, 1911. Joe Paterno, longtime head football coach at Penn State University, left in 2011 and died soon after. There was a scandal involving his assistant coach, Jerry Sandusky, which enveloped the whole program. Paterno was a legend. He kind of ran Center County, Pennsylvania in a lot of ways. Great coaching career, over 400 wins, but a tarnished end to be sure. Jane Fonda, the actress, will be 87 on December 21st. Samuel L. Jackson will be 76. Tennis star, once America's darling, I'd say, Chris Evert will be 70. Ray Romano, everybody loves Raymond, will be 67. Actor Kiefer Sutherland will be 58. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, will be 57. And Ernie the dog, Ernie, I mentioned Ernie earlier, Ernie will be 9 on December 21st. Happy birthday, Ernie. Okay, December 22nd, President Obama signed the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell military policy, which was it was known as the gays in the military debate back then and all of that. He signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell as far as the American military goes in 2009. On December 22nd, 1864, General Sherman's army captured Savannah, got all the way to the sea in their march through the South. Lady Bird Johnson, First Lady of the United States during the mid-1960s, Claudia Johnson, her real name, born December 22, 1912. Hall of Fame pitcher Steve Carlton will be 80 on December 22nd. Luther Campbell of Two Live Crew fame will be 64. And actor Ralph Fiennes will be 62. December 23, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act, creating the Federal Reserve System, which we still use as our monetary, ruling party, if you will. It's not a party. It's our way of creating money and printing money and running the monetary system of the United States. Takes it out of the political world a lot. The members of the Fed are given 10-year terms. President Wilson signed that into law December 23rd, 1913. The first nationwide telecast of an NFL game. Oh boy, those are common now. First time it ever happened was December 23rd, 1951. That was the National Football League Championship game from Los Angeles, in which the Rams defeated the Cleveland Browns 24-17. Apollo 8 went into lunar orbit on December 23rd, 1968. The Immaculate Reception, if you're a Steeler fan, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a football fan, you know what I'm talking about. The tipped ball, deflected ball, caught, snatched out of the air by Franco Harris, run in for a touchdown to give the Steelers a miraculous win in their first playoff game in 1972. That happened at Three Rivers Stadium. Four-time Boston Marathon winner, four-time New York City Marathon winner, legendary distance runner Bill Rogers will be 77. Head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, will be 61. Enough about that guy. Eddie Vedder will be 60, born in Evanston, Illinois, by the way. Christmas Eve, December 24th, the Treaty of Ghent was signed on that date in 1814, which ended formally the war we know as the War of 1812. The Biltmore Estate was opened by George Vanderbilt in Asheville, North Carolina, December 24th, 1895. That's another place you should go and visit. Went there a couple of springs ago, and it's really something. Boy, they had so much damage. We're still thinking about the folks down in Asheville in that area of North Carolina. They're trying to rebuild the best they can. Franklin Roosevelt, as president, appointed General Dwight D. Eisenhower as Supreme Allied Commander on December 24th, 1943. That was a good choice. A couple of birthdays, Christmas Eve. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be 84. Thank goodness for Dr. Fauci. 4 years ago when the pandemic broke out, he takes a lot of flack from a certain portion of the American population, a certain political viewpoint. Guy saved countless lives. Thank you, Anthony Fauci. And Jay Billis, the former Duke star, who is now one of the main voices for college basketball. Jay Billis will be 61. December 25th, Christmas Day. George Washington crossed the Delaware. You know the painting. On December 25th, 1776, to surprise the British over on the other side in New Jersey. President Andrew Johnson pardoned all persons involved in the Civil War. Boy, I bet that was controversial. On December 25th, 1868, on his way out, he was not reelected. 17-year-old Richard Starkey of Liverpool, England, received his first drum set on December 25th for Christmas, 1957. The rest, as you know, is history. Ringo Starr. The longest game in NFL history happened on Christmas Day, 1971, in Kansas City, the old Municipal Stadium. The Miami Dolphins beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24 in double overtime in a playoff game in Kansas City on that date. Lots of birthdays on Christmas, other than the obvious. Clara Barton, born on Christmas Day, 1821, she founded the American Red Cross. Actor Humphrey Bogart, born in 1899. Former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, born in 1918. Hall of Fame baseball players Nellie Fox, born in 1927, and Ricky Henderson, who will be 66 on Christmas Day. Hall of Fame footballers Kenny the Snake Stabler, the late Kenny Stabler of the Raiders, born Christmas Day, 1945. Larry Zonka, the Dolphins running back of their undefeated 1972 team. Larry Zonka from Stowe High School right here in Northeast Ohio will be 78. A couple of other birthdays. Lefty Driesell, born December 25th, 1931. A real interesting career in college basketball coaching for Lefty. Jimmy Buffett was born December 25th, 1946. We miss him. Sissy Spacek, the actress, will be 75. And the prime minister of our neighbors to the north. No, they're not the 51st state, Donald. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be 53. Finally, on December 26th, Babe Ruth was traded from the Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees on December 26, 1919, one of the most monumental transactions, if you will, in the history of baseball. George Patton's Third Army broke through at Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge on December 26, 1944, 80 years ago. The single, I Want to Hold Your Hand, back with I Saw Her Standing There, was released in the United States December 26, 1963. That really kind of set off the boom for the Beatles here in the United States. Admiral George Dewey, one of the heroes of the Spanish-American War out in the Philippines. Admiral Dewey, born December 26, 1837. Former Chinese Communist leader Mao Zedong, born that date in 1893. And a couple of more baseball Hall of Famers born on December 26th. Carlton Fisk, the longtime catcher of the Red Sox and White Sox, will be 77. And Hall of Fame shortstop, the greatest fielding infielder I've ever seen, Ozzie Smith, will be 70. Okay, that's it for our events and birthdays for the week. Moving on to a couple of topics here. One will be Elon Musk, okay, the guy that owns Twitter and wants us to colonize Mars and tried to pass off a Hyperloop as something possible, which it isn't. We could go on. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen, so this is not as crazy as it sounds. It's pretty crazy. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky said yesterday that the Republicans should just make Elon Musk the Speaker of the House. Now, before you go crazy here, the Speaker of the House, according to House of Representatives rules, does not have to be a voted member of the House of Representatives. It could be somebody else. I really don't think they're going to do that. Let's hope to God they don't. But Elon Musk being Speaker of the House, that would be just the height of, I don't even have a word to say for it. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. Put that little guy in charge of the House of Representatives. Anyway, you probably know how I feel about him. Good luck to the Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend, switching gears very fast. They play home at home on Saturday night against the Tennessee Volunteers. If you want more about that, you can find our college football-centered podcast, The Fifth Quarter, which, like Then and Now, is available on Spotify. Okay, main topic today, Chicago, and its 77 neighborhoods. That's an official 1993 passed by Chicago City Council list. There's various counts and borders of neighborhoods in Chicago. It's a thing there, unlike just about any other place I've ever seen. The total population of the city is 2.75 million, about 2,750,000. Matt, for a reference, Matt lives in the neighborhood called Lakeview, the far western part of Lakeview. The population of the Lakeview neighborhood is 103,000, according to the 2020 census. It's the second biggest neighborhood in Chicago. The neighborhood known as Near North Side, which is down by the river, the Mag Mile is there, etc., has 105,500 people. These are neighborhoods. There are 77 neighborhoods in the city. We had dinner Monday night at a very nice restaurant in Logan Square. That neighborhood has a population of 71,665. It's a neighborhood in a big city. Compare that to Ohio City's populations. Okay, Columbus, the biggest city in Ohio, by leaps and bounds now, at just over 900,000 and growing. Cleveland, which used to be the biggest city in Ohio, now has a population of 362,000. Cincinnati, 311,000. Toledo, 265,000. Akron is next at 188,000. And Dayton at 138,000. This neighborhood that my son lives in has 103,000 people in it. It's crazy big there. Plus, let me just warn you, if you can't parallel park, don't go there. You won't find any place to park that costs under $50. Another comparison here, I feel a little uneasy in Chicago sometimes because it's just so big. I come by it honestly. I was born in Barber County, West Virginia. Looked it up today. The population of Barber County, West Virginia is 15,465. The population of the little town I was from is Junior, West Virginia. Yes, that's the name of the town. The population of Junior is 384 people. Okay, so you put me in a place with nearly 3 million people, and it's a little different. Let's just say that. The advantages in Chicago, there is a lot to do. You can get food, any type of food, just about any time of the day that you want. You can go, you can get it carry out, you can get it delivered, whatever it is. Boy, they have the food and it's good. And the people there are a lot nicer than they're given credit for. I'll say that about the population of Chicago. Really, it's a lot of very nice people that you meet along the way and out walking in the neighborhoods and things like that. They don't get enough credit for that, I'll say that. But gee whiz, is it big. Talmadge has, where we live now and where a lot of you are from, maybe some of you listeners, has a population of about 18,000 to compare to all those other things. Okay, let's move on to our questions this week. Let's answer a couple from last week. First of all, one of the questions last week was, who was the last person to win the Heisman Trophy who didn't play for a Power Four school or Notre Dame? The answer is Roger the Dodger. Roger Staubach of Navy won the Heisman Trophy in 1963. It was a good week for all things Navy. Navy beat Army in their annual clash this past Saturday, so I'm sure Roger Staubach was happy about that. He's the last player from a non-Power Four school or Notre Dame to win the Heisman Trophy. Second question from last week that we left unanswered. What three female athletes have earned $30 million in a year? There are only three. One was pretty easy. I even guessed one. Serena Williams has done it. The other two are also tennis players, Naomi Osaka and just this year, Coco Gauff. Those are the only three female athletes to earn $30 million in a year. Let's move to three more good questions. These are from Jeff Cole, and they're about Christmas. Very timely here this week. First, what is the best-selling Christmas song of all time? Okay. Second question. In total, how many gifts were given in the quote-unquote 12 days of Christmas, the song? How many total gifts were given in the song? And third, what real person is Santa Claus based on and why? What real person is Santa Claus based on and why? If you have answers to one, two, or three of those questions, please send them in to our email address, which is threegoodquestions, that's T-H-R-E-E, threegoodquestions@gmail.com. Go ahead and give it a shot. Answer those one, two, or all three of those questions. Give us an answer at threegoodquestions@gmail.com, and we'll give you a shout-out next week on the podcast. That'll wrap it up for this week, this holiday week, December 20th through the 26th. I hope you and yours have a great holiday, no matter what you celebrate personally. I'm looking forward to December 26th and Festivus, put up the Festivus pole, you know, and go at it. Just kidding. But whatever you celebrate, have a wonderful holiday week. Hope you've spent some time with your families and have a great time and everybody's happy for a change. Thanks a lot for listening. This is John Shomo for Then and Now. Happy holidays, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.